Exodus, chapter 16. And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the sons of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the sons of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron in the wilderness. And the sons of Israel said to them, Oh, that we had died by the hand of Yahweh in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the fleshpots, when we ate bread to the full, for you have brought us forth into this wilderness, to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then Yahweh said to Moses, Look, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people will go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may prove them, whether they will walk in my law, or not. And it will come to pass on the sixth day, that they will prepare that which they bring in, and it will be twice as much as they gather daily. And Moses and Aaron said to all the sons of Israel, At evening, then you will know that Yahweh has brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning, then you will see the glory of Yahweh, because he hears your murmurings against Yahweh, and what are we, that you murmur against us? And Moses said, This will be, when Yahweh will give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, because Yahweh hears your murmurings which you murmur against him, and what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against Yahweh. And Moses said to Aaron, Say to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, Come near before Yahweh, for he has heard your murmurings. And it came to pass, as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the sons of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and saw that the glory of Yahweh appeared in the cloud. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the sons of Israel, speak to them, saying, At evening you will eat flesh, and in the morning you will be filled with bread, and you will know that I am Yahweh your God. And it came to pass at evening, that the quails came up, and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay round about the camp. And when the dew that lay was gone up, look, on the face of the wilderness a small round thing, small as the frost on the ground. And when the sons of Israel saw it, they said one to another, What is it? For they didn't know what it was. And Moses said to them, It is the bread which Yahweh has given you to eat. This is the thing which Yahweh has commanded, gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer a head, according to the number of your souls, you will take it, every man for those who are in his tent. And the sons of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less. And when they measured it with an omer, he who gathered much had nothing over, and he who gathered little had no lack, they gathered every man according to his eating. And Moses said to them, Let no man leave of it until the morning. Notwithstanding they didn't listen to Moses, but some of them left of it until the morning, and it bred worms, and stank, and Moses was angry with them. And they gathered it morning by morning, every man according to his eating, and when the sun waxed hot, it melted. And it came to pass, that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for each one, and all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said to them, This is that which Yahweh has spoken, tomorrow is a solemn rest, a holy Sabbath to Yahweh, bake that which you will bake, and boil that which you will boil, and all that remains over lay up for yourselves to be kept until the morning. And they laid it up until the morning, as Moses bade, and it did not stink, neither was there any maggot in it. And Moses said, Eat that today, for today is a Sabbath to Yahweh, today you will not find it in the field. 6 days you will gather it, but on the seventh day is the Sabbath, in it there will be none. And it came to pass on the seventh day, that some of the people went out to gather, and they found none. And Yahweh said to Moses, How long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? See, since Yahweh has given you the Sabbath, therefore he gives you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days, remain every man in his place, let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. So the people rested on the seventh day. And the house of Israel called its name manna, and it was like coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. And Moses said, This is the thing which Yahweh has commanded, let a full omer of it be kept throughout your generations, that they may see the bread with which I fed you in the wilderness, when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt. And Moses said to Aaron, Take a pot, and put an omerful of manna in it, and lay it up before Yahweh, to be kept throughout your generations. As Yahweh commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony, to be kept. And the sons of Israel ate the manna 40 years, until they came to a land inhabited, they ate the manna, until they came to the borders of the land of Canaan. Now an omer is the 10th part of an ephah.